Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Fielder swings and drives it to right and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Gone! For Fielder! And they've got the lead! I mean, Fielder hit that ball as hard as you could hit it.
The reason everyone is here, Prince Fielder.
Induction ceremony will be held on Saturday night in Milwaukee, honoring Wisconsin sports legends. It's part of the 2024 Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame class, including Mike Holmgren, Matt Kenseth, Steve Stricker, and this guy, Prince Fielder, Brewers legend, joins us on the line right now. Prince, what did we interrupt you doing to talk to you today?
Nothing really. I just went and got my TSA pre-check done, so nothing much. That's all I have for today.
Wait, so you're flying coach to Milwaukee then?
Probably not coach, but first class.
All right. Well, the TSA pre is going to save you time and aggravation. I think you're really going to enjoy it.
For sure.
Prince, what does being inducted into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame mean to you after all these years?
It means a lot. Like you said, I think Milwaukee, just Wisconsin in general, is a big part of my family's life. So anytime I'm recognized there or for anything in Wisconsin or anything like that, it's always an honor.
So who gives you the phone call? And what were you doing when you found out you were going to be part of this 2024 class?
I do the same thing every day. I can't remember exactly what I was doing, but I'm pretty sure I was watching TV or just hanging out. So I found out and I was, very excited about it, told my sons about it. So, everybody's pretty excited.
For 7 years, you delivered just a ton of memorable moments for the Milwaukee Brewers. What's your favorite moment during your time with the team?
My favorite moment, that's a great question. I have a couple, but I think in 08, I believe, when we went to the playoffs, when we traded for CC Sabathia, and then, that season was a lot of fun because at the end there we had a lot of excitement and, we pulled through to get to the playoffs. It didn't go as far as we wanted, but I think that whole moment to get into the playoffs was very, very exciting.
I think about a lot of the clubhouse reactions and, a game ends and then you're watching on the Jumbotron. I think you're watching the Mets play and they needed a win and holy cow, the Mets are going to be in this thing. It was the Mets and Marlins, I think, playing at the time. And then everybody rushes back out onto the field to celebrate with fans who just sort of hung out and watched the end of that game on the Jumbotron. That's like a goosebump moment, Prince.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You think back to some of the memorable parts of your career. I think you're on record for having 2 inside the park home runs, Prince. That's got to be near the top of the list of excitement.
I think so. I mean, seeing how, I get to mess with my kids a lot, saying I don't care how fast you are, you still don't have 2 big league inside the parkers. So, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool. That's the one thing I have on them is that I have 2 inside the parkers.
What are the kiddos like? Do they throw that back at you or do they just say, okay, Dad?
No, they just smile because they know it's true. Mm-hmm. So they just let it go.
you bring up your son, Jaden. So a little peek behind the curtain. When I was covering the Brewers and Prince was a younger player, he had kids at that time. It was very common for us to be talking to a pitcher. I don't know, Ben Sheets or Yovani or maybe Prince after a game. And all of a sudden, a ball would hit somebody in the media in the shoulder. And you turn around and there's Jaden just like hitting bombs in the clubhouse. Like that's my memory of Jaden. And now here he is a high school phenom in Florida.
That is crazy whenever I see pictures. Because it doesn't feel that long ago. And then when I look at pictures, I'm like, dude, these guys are taller than me now. Not even the same thing. So it's definitely, it definitely means at least I'm getting old. So it's not a bad thing.
Hey, speaking of memories, we had Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey on yesterday, and we happened to bring up your minute, your moment of being a vegetarian. Do you remember back to that time?
Yeah.
So he had this fun story. Do you want to tell it, Greg?
Well, we asked a favorite Prince story, and Adam McKelvey, and you know him well, Prince, in the clubhouse every day. He said that he believes that during a spring training, during batting practice, you were doing the vegetarian thing, And then all of a sudden, maybe you didn't have the same pop in your bat that you wanted. Adam tried to say that you would have a plate of meat on your leg that, you would snack on while eating a salad that was on the table. Can you confirm or deny this report?
That's not the truth, but this is the truth. We were in Washington. We were playing the Nationals. It was it was about 2 or 3 months into the season. And I was hitting the ball good, but I kept hitting the wall. I'm like, okay. You know, when I hit the ball in the barrel, I'm about tired of the hitting the wall stuff. So then I hit two doubles off the wall. And then JJ and Ricky both looked at me. We were sitting down in the, about to eat after the game. And they looked at me, and then I went and grabbed chicken, and they were like, thank you very much. And then from then on, they were like, thank you. I don't think the vegetarian thing was actually taking my power away. I just think because, you know, I wasn't exactly the smartest person on the vegetarian thing, so peanut butter and jellies 5 times a day probably weren't the best option.
It gets a little boring after a while. But he had great details. I mean, he gave us this visual of you sitting there with this big salad, pretending that you're eating the salad, but then below on your lap having wings and then just getting one of the flats out every once in a while and just going...
No, the wings were on that one game, but like as far as, I don't have any reason to lie and, trick people.
Fair enough. Hey, so how are you keeping busy now? I know you're active with your sons who are playing and Jaden especially, but what are you doing to keep busy?
Nothing, man. I mean, just whatever I want, really. That's the good news. So I usually just work out in the morning, so that way I don't mind being retired. I don't want to look like it too much. So I do that. And then then after that, it's like I said, it's up for grabs. Whatever pops up, like I said, I can do anything I want. So
how closely do you follow?
Scheduled, so.
How closely do you follow the Brewers these days?
Pretty. I mean, I watch the highlights. I don't really like watching the games too much. That's just I never liked that even as a kid. So I watch like a couple at bats, watch some innings here and there, and then go do something else. But I watch them a little bit.
You hold the Brewers team record for home runs and RBIs in a single season. Do you feel pretty confident you're keeping that record for a while?
I hope not. I think everything is, you always want somebody, I want everybody to do well. So hopefully someone comes along and breaks. Hopefully it's Jaden. Hopefully it's one of my kids. I don't know. Records I think are made to be broken. So I definitely want somebody to be come through and break that.
Well, nobody could play in more games in a single season than you did. 4 times in your career, you played 162 games. I think there were 4 other seasons, Prince, where you played like 156 or more. That's incredibly meaningful to you. Why is that number, those numbers, so meaningful?
Just because, I just think it's if I'm not hurt or, if I can play, I just think I should. That's just the way I've always been. Now, I don't know if that's the right way, because as we see, I'm the one who had a career-ending injury. So I don't know if that's the right way, but I think that's the only way I could live with myself is if I'm not injured, if I'm okay to play, I need to be out there.
The other thing I always remember about Prince, Jessica, and that's me as a young reporter. Prince was one of those guys you always knew when he was in the clubhouse. He just had a presence. Yes, you just had a presence. There were a handful of guys like that in my experience covering the Brewers. LaTroy Hawkins was one, a former Brewers reliever. You just always knew he was in the clubhouse. Nigel Morgan's another one, Prince. Every time he was in the clubhouse, you knew it. And I would also say you were on that list and then CeCe during that short time. Now, with you, you always have a presence about you. You're always respectful. I always loved our interactions. But you also had complete control of the music. So that's how you knew Prince was in the clubhouse, because the music chimed in, right? Batting practice in the clubhouse, that was your world.
Well, just because we weren't allowed to do that for so long, Some of our managers before wouldn't allow it. So when we finally got the okay, I was like, oh, man, we're not going to mess this up. You know what I mean? Because, having headphones all day in the clubhouse is cool, but, you kind of don't talk to anybody.
Hey, as we think about the 74th anniversary induction class for the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday, it's kind of fun to see the group you're going into the Hall of Fame with. You got Steve Stricker, Matt Kenseth. Do you personally know any of them, or do you become buds after this, grabbing a beer together or chatting during the night?
I would maybe. I don't know any of them, but I would think that, possibly. Wouldn't mind that.
It is such a cool event, and Brian Lammy and his team have done a great job resurrecting the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame in such a deserving class. Prince, I hold you in the highest regard. People have favorites. Maybe they're not supposed to comment on it. I've been my favorite brewer ever, and I just appreciate you always treating me with respect in the clubhouse. So a well-deserved honor for so many reasons, Prince. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Man. Travel safe. Enjoy that TSA pre, man. It's a headache-free experience. You're going to really like it.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, man. Prince Fielder joining us here. It's 1247 on Wisconsin's Midday News. So the induction class will go in as part of a ceremony on Saturday night, downtown Milwaukee. Prince Fielder, one of four being inducted. Very cool stuff. It's 1247 on WTMJ.